difficulties of voting in the aftermath of Sandy in the Northeast has forced some new thinking into how people actually are going to cast their ballot tomorrow. Over the weekend, it was announced that any New Jersey voter displaced from their primary residence because of the storm will be considered a, quote, overseas voter and can therefore apply for an absentee ballot by email or fax. If the application is approved by the county clerk, he or she then gets something called a, quote, waiver of secrecy, as well as a ballot either by email or fax. They can then return that ballot by email or fax by 8 p.m. on Election Day. Matt Blaze is a UPenn professor and one of the most important researchers working on electronic voting. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Thanks.
Do you think this compensation for what happened in Sandy and the disruptions that we're going to see tomorrow is a crossing of the Rubicon on some electronic voting techniques that may have raised questions and made people hesitant up until now?
Well, I think the first thing to recognize is that, you know, New Jersey is facing a pretty serious emergency. So anything New Jersey can do to make voting easier for these displaced citizens is important to consider.
Right. Well, that I get. But is this going to move the needle? Is this going to make this kind of thing much more comfortable for all kinds of people around the country?
Well, I suspect that if a lot of people use it, we're going to see some very serious problems. First of all, I'd like to point out that what the New Jersey is doing is essentially allowing one of the options that they've put on the table essentially allows displaced residents to be treated as if they were overseas voters. And it also relaxes some of the deadlines for getting in the paperwork to do that so that you don't have to have arranged this in advance. But it also provides some other options that are less problematic, that aren't being talked about as much because they're not as dramatic, but they're actually probably better options for most voters who are still in the state. The most important of these is that it will be possible to vote by what's called a provisional ballot at any polling place in the state. So if you're staying with friends or relatives somewhere else in New Jersey, you can just go to any polling place on Tuesday.
Well, for many voters around the country, then what they're going to experience is an ease of voting that they might not have seen in the past, and we'll have to figure out whether that establishes any precedence going forward. Matt Blaze, thanks so much.
So the problem with the electronic voting is, I think it's never been anticipated to be used in the way that they're planning on using it.
And we'll just have to see how that goes, that's for sure. Matt Blaze, UPenn professor, one of the most important security researchers working on new electronic voting techniques. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you.
Plenty of aftermath from Sandy, not much of it political. David, how are you doing?
I think fuel is a finite supply, and eventually we're going to have more than just mass hysteria when fuel supplies become low, and the life along the shore is going to be in jeopardy because of changing weather patterns and increased weather patterns.
David from Colds Neck, New Jersey, how's it going for you? 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.